And now, folks, we here at the Animal News Hour are fortunate to have with us Jean Mosley. Albeit for an unfortunate reason, Jean's going to tell us about her personal horrible experience with a trapper's trap. We want people far and wide to hear about this cruel practice of trapping. And the reality is that people far and wide don't hear enough about these horrors of trapping animals. And what happened to Jean could just as easily happen to any of us just taking a walk on our public lands here in New Mexico. And Jean cares enough to relive these horrors for us now so that we can educate people far and wide about this cruelty, and maybe more folks will call their elected officials and insist that they prohibit these cruel, barbaric traps forever. And so, folks, let's now give a warm welcome to Jean Mosley. Hey, Jean.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to tell my story. I had just moved to this property and was not aware that it was trapping season. I had a barn cat that showed up at home with a damaged paw, and I couldn't figure out what had happened until a neighbor came over and told me that he had found the cat in a trap, released the cat. The cat came home. The cat's paw was crushed. The cat lost the paw. I had to take it to the vet and have the paw amputated. The cat was never quite the same after that. Later, I had a dog get caught in a trap and get loose from the trap itself where it was pinned down with a chain and drag the trap to my front porch. And I went out early one morning, and there was the dog with the trap on her paw. So I had to call a neighbor to help me get the trap off, because the dog was hysterical. So I had damage there and another vet bill. And that dog was never mentally or physically right after that. And there was even a sheriff's deputy across the road from me that had his dog trapped. And it's ongoing. And I have had another dog trapped that I was able to release on my property, and another cat trapped that I didn't find until months later. The cat was dead in the trap on my private land, and it's apparently ongoing in public land and forest land, BLM land, state property, and even public land. And it's just horrible, and they will not mark the traps. They do not have to mark the traps here because the conventional wisdom is, well, trappers steal each other's traps, but not marking or having a specified area where traps are laid means anyone can walk into them, a child, a person, your pets. There was even one incident where a woman on a horse, her horse stepped in a trap. Well, she was badly injured when the horse threw her. And the stories just go on and on and on. But that's my personal experience, and I have become an avid anti-trapper.
I guess so. I have to say I'm surprised at how many experiences you've had directly, personally, with animals and traps.
And I most likely will have more because I will most likely be out in the forest hiking and walking, and I'll be looking for traps at the same time. Because I carry a broomstick, and if I see them, I spring them.
So I guess they're common in your neck of the woods, huh?
Very, because the laws are very antiquated, 1903 laws that have no application to today's society and the population growth and the use of the forest or use of public lands. And therefore, the laws just do not address the situation, and our Game and Fish Department just doesn't seem to care. So, you know, we've become vigilantes as a result of that. The public is on the lookout and takes care of the issue themselves.
Well, that's so sad that you have to actually watch out for traps as you're walking on public land. That's so sad.
Well, absolutely, and absolutely. And after Christmas is when it's really going to pick up, because that's when apparently the fur bearers, their pelts are thicker and bring more money. So that's mostly when the trappers are out, is around the 1st of January through March.
And that happens to be a good time to take at least my dog for a walk because the weather's cool, and that's when we like to go for long walks on public land.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And it can be beautiful. I mean, there can be light snow on the ground, the sun's out. It can be a beautiful winter day, but it's a very dangerous winter day. At least here it is. So even on a leash, a dog that can smell the scent that's put in a trap to attract the fur bearers, the dog can drag you over to that trap. So, you know, that having the dog on a leash isn't necessarily a safeguard.
I know, that's what happened to us, me and my dog. She was on a leash. I was 2 feet from stepping in the trap myself.
So yeah, I know what you mean. That's common in trapping season.
So do you think that legislators will take heed of?
I don't think so, because we have a new bunch of legislators here. We just had an election. They're all very conservative. I doubt that they will be very inclined to address this issue. I think it's still going to be just up to the public to take care of it themselves. I have what I call my trap tree. I have a tree that I have hung dozens of traps on that I have found in the forest.
Wow.
And whether they're legal or illegal, I don't care. They're still dangerous. So I hang them up, and they make great wind chimes when the wind blows. But that's at least one trap that won't get reused.
Right.
No, I doubt the legislature will do much. I think the only thing that might get the state's attention is someone being seriously injured and a lawsuit. I think if the state is sued, which it probably will be eventually, I think that might get the legislature's attention if it costs them money.
Right. Right. Well, let me ask you this, Jean, because we got to wrap this up soon. But let me ask you, what in a few sentences, what would you want to tell the legislators if you could talk to them right now about trapping?
I would like to have them become aware of the dangers of trapping, and I think many of them are not. Many of them are city people. Many of them never go out on public land. They have no clue what's happening out there. And what I've had happen in the past is they've turned it over to Game and Fish. Well, Game and Fish is very pro-trapping. And so, you know, that's the fox guarding the chickens right there. So I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through the legislature. I think it's even harder now with a conservative legislature that doesn't want to really address animal cruelty issues or anything like that. I'll try, but I doubt it'll go anywhere.
Well, Jean, you're trying right now, and I want to thank you for coming. I'm really pleased and grateful that you took the time to talk to us about this issue that hopefully we can impress upon our legislators is something that needs to be abolished, at least on public lands, you know. And so I want to thank you for taking the time, and we're going to broadcast this widely, far and wide, and hopefully it'll reach the legislators and they will hear what you've had to say today. And I want to thank you for doing that. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for letting me tell my story. And hopefully this practice will be stopped.